Like I say, we're glad to be here this morning. Appreciate the opportunity. Be back in the house of the Lord. Appreciate the service thus far. Just asked you to pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. If you don't read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of Romans, the 6th chapter. Book of Romans. We're going to start with the first verse. Do need your prayers. So we know this first verse is pretty much a continuation of the last verse of the fifth chapter. It says in the fifth chapter, it says that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. The sixth chapter says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading the entire chapter of the sixth chapter of the book of Romans. A lot in this chapter, a lot that we probably won't be able to get to, but we've got just a little thought that we'd like to leave with you, the Lord being our helper. And there's some things in this chapter that I know that people today just wonder about, maybe in one sense of the way, but to me it's pretty plain about what he's talking about and how that it works. Of that he's talking about. Now, there's some things, brethren, that whether we believe or not, brethren, that we, if we have part in the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, then we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We most certainly are. There's no two or three different ways about it. The Scripture teaches us. So the Bible says here in the fifth chapter that it's talking about where the sin, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Then the question come up was, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? The answer is, God forbid. God forbid, my friend. And he said, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Brethren, that to me, it is so simple, my friend, that, brethren, you cannot live in a sinner's life, my friend, and be right with God. Now, there's no way, form, or fashion. You might say, preacher, you're going to get in trouble. Brethren, if I get in trouble, it'll be because this scripture is against you. Brethren, then it's not for you. These things, brethren, that people need to realize today, brethren, whether you have it or not, you are partakers of the Lord Jesus Christ if you've ever been born again. Yes, sir. Brethren, there's nothing that you can do about that. The Bible says here, brethren, that was baptized into his death. Baptized. I want to talk to you just a little bit. What does it mean, being baptized into his death? It says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Brethren, what does he mean? What is he talking about? Brethren, it's the same as being partaker with Jesus Christ today. It most certainly is. Bible says over when John was baptizing, brother, with that of water, he said, I indeed baptized with water. He said, but there's one coming after me who's mightier than I, whose shoe latches I'm not even worthy to unloose. He said, he shall baptize thee with the Holy Ghost and the fire. Think about it. Being baptized into Jesus is just like being part of his death today. Yes, it is. The death, my friend, it takes a death. Now, you hear me. Brethren, something, I know there's some things, my friend, that people don't realize about what happens to them when they come under conviction. But I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, when you truly, truly are convicted by God, brethren, death comes in the house. Brethren, and you don't get rid of it until you get born again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, these things this morning, my friend, that you need to realize, brethren, it's in his death, his burial, and his resurrection that me and you, brethren, have life and have it more abundantly this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Being baptized, how in the world can you be baptized with the Holy Ghost? Brethren, to be baptized means to be submerged. Yes, it does. Under. Carried under. Glory to God. My friend, are you not under him? My friend, yes, sir. My friend, are you not under that Christ has done? My friend, paid the sin debt that we might live today. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Think about it. Brethren, these folks today that don't even know what it is to be baptized into Christ. Why, preacher, that's when they take you and duck you under. That ain't what this scripture says. Brethren, he says, be baptized into Jesus Christ. Brethren, if water would have been sufficient, thank God it'd still be going on. John said, there's one coming mightier now. He'll baptize you with what? Yes, sir. Fire and the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A lot of folks ain't been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. I'll agree. These people, my friend, today, some folks think they got the monopoly on the Holy Ghost. But brethren, I want you to know, if you're baptized into Christ, thank God you've got the Holy Ghost. Preacher, I won't have that. Why won't you? Why won't you? My friend, he said, I go away. He said, if I go not away, the Father will not send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost this morning. Is it not? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the only thing that'll set you free. You say, preacher, it's the blood of Christ. You ain't going to separate them. Huh? You ain't going to separate them. No, sir. They're three, but thank God they're one. Yes, sir. Three in one. They operate together. They're after the same thing this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now listen, brethren, these folks, brethren that don't understand how to get into his death. You say, preacher, I wasn't there. You didn't have to be there. He tasted death for every man, for everyone. Brethren, he's tasted death. Brethren, death has lost its power for a child of God. Amen. Yes, sir. Death lost its grip on me. And it's you. Yes, sir. Herman talking this morning. I understand, brethren, a good bit about what he is talking about. My friend, as years go by and as years creep on, brethren, we know and we understand we're getting closer than we was. And Herman, that don't take nothing away from we not be here tomorrow. My friend, it'd be justified in God's eyes. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. But listen, brethren, that death hath no power over us today. Woo! Glory to God! Woo! Woo! Now, he says, we're baptized into his death. Into his death, baptized. Brethren, we're under that. The death, the burial, and the resurrection. You listen, I hope and pray I can hold out this morning. Brethren, I'd like to preach. Glory to God. All the goodness of God this morning. Yeah. He says, therefore, listen. We're baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried. Do you hear that? We are buried with him. We are buried with him. Brethren, there's something wrong when you ain't been buried with the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. We're buried with him by baptism into death. Huh? Oh, preacher, that's talking about two different things. It's talking about the same thing. My friend, you're buried with him. Thank God he did not stay buried, folks. Woo! Death couldn't hold him. Brethren, being buried couldn't hold him. No, sir. It tried. It had him. Thank God he died. Go yonder. And my friend, in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, John 2. And my friend, you'll read about his death. He died. He died on the cross. Brother, he gave up the ghost. Brother, for me and you this morning. Yes, he did. Preacher, I don't want to see how we got all that. Listen, for unto the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Woo! Glory to God! But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God. And the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Brethren, I want you to know that John wanted them to know that Christ was the one that could redeem them and deliver them from death, hell, and the grave, my friend. Listen. Are you buried with him? According to this, we are. I don't know what else to preach to you this morning. Preacher, I don't understand how I can have part of his death and how I can be buried with him. My friend, old preacher said one day, he said, I don't understand, my friend, how a black cow can eat green grass and give white milk, but he said he'll do it. Glory to God! It don't matter where you understand that. Thank God it will happen today. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Listen. Brethren, he said, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Amen. Newness of life. Brother, you ain't begin to live until you've been buried with him, my friend. Amen. And raised from the dead. Preacher, I won't have that. I ain't reading out of another book, folks. No, sir, read. This is what he says in the book of Romans. Brethren, Paul wanted them to know. You know what Paul said? He said, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Listen, I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Glory, hallelujah! That's exactly how it works this morning. So he is raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know how some folks, my friend, count that of being born again, but I'm just going to be honest with you. Brethren, I'll guarantee you what I was on Wednesday before I got saved, my friend, was not the same thing I was on Wednesday night after I got out of the altar. Brethren, thank God I was a new creature. Yeah. Preacher, I can't have that. It'll happen just like that. It will. It'll happen in less than a second. Yes, it will. Listen. So we should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Huh? Also in the likeness of His resurrection. Brethren, you say, preacher, that ain't happened. My friend, this, if you've been planted, you've been planted. You got part of a death. You got part of being buried. Thank God you've been raised, brother, to walk in the newness of life. You've been resurrected. Oh. Oh. Preacher, I can't understand that. You might ought to get your understanding on. Might ought to get your cap on. Listen, knowing this, listen, we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. There's a semicolon there, by the way. Yes, sir. Semicolons and commas, brother, all through the scripture here. But listen, he says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him. Knowing this, that our old man, brother, our old man is crucified with Him. Brother, when He was crucified. Listen. There's things in this scripture, brethren, that we need to lay hold of. There's things in this scripture, my friend, that we need to celebrate. The fact, brethren, that you've been born again, and you could not do that. You cannot save yourself. You can't make yourself any better. Brethren, the best you'll ever make yourself is a sinner. That's the best you can do. Brother, Christ can give you life, make you a new creature this morning. Yes, He can. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him. I'm not making this stuff up. No, sirree. Brethren, there's some things that we just need to get a hold of. Yes, sir. The real truth of it is, I can't make a one of you do one thing. No, sir. Not one thing. Bruce said something this morning. Or somebody said, Bruce said something this morning. Brethren, about the mind. About making your mind up. I'm purposing. Purposing in your mind and in your heart. Brethren, you let your mind and your heart get together and you'll see what happens. Yes, sir. You don't think you're a new creature in Christ Jesus? Brethren, I'll guarantee you, if you've ever been born again, brethren, them old thoughts that come through, brother, that you don't want to listen and have anything to do with, brethren, you'll get rid of them, my friend. Oh, preacher. There'll be something. There'll be alarm go off. Somebody call 911. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I guarantee you. You say, preacher, Can I help them things coming through? Sometimes you can't. But sometimes you can. Sometimes it's got all together what you got your concentration on. What you think you're in the midst of. Yes, sir. Bottom line. Bottom line, my friend. You didn't make yourself a new creature, but Christ did. Rather than the work that He done. Is crucified. Our old man is crucified with Him. Our old man. How many of you got an old man? Huh? Every one of you got an old man. Yes, sir. It don't matter how old you are. You got an old man. It don't matter that you hadn't done a lot of sin when you come to the age of accountability. Brother, you will be a sinner. Yes, you will. And there won't be one thing you can do about that except believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him. With Him. The truth of it is, you don't know how to get rid of this creature. My friend, you don't know how to handle this old man until you get born again. And I'm just going to be honest with you. You ain't had a battle, my friend, until you get born again. You hear me? You ain't had a battle. You ain't been in no war. But brethren, you get saved, you get born again, you become a warrior! Thank God of the Lord Jesus Christ! Our old man is crucified with Him that the body of sin might be destroyed. Listen, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Do you hear that? Amen. That we should not serve sin. Brethren, you and you alone, brethren, cannot win that battle. It takes Jesus. It takes being right with God. It takes being close to God. Brethren, it takes being baptized with Him. And when you're baptized with Him, you're under the umbrella with Him. Do you hear me? You're under the cloud. You go over and read, brethren, in some of the other scriptures, and you'll find out that they stood in jeopardy all day long. They stood in jeopardy all their lifetime, brethren, because of death. Because death had dominion over them. Yes, sir. They stood. They could not get rid of it. They could not get around it. You say, preacher, we got cemetery full of people on both sides of the road. Yes, you do. But thank God that's not dying. Brother, that's just separating from this place to another, my friend. That you should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. I understand this morning just a little bit. And I do. I understand just a little bit, my friend, about some of the warfares that Paul and those had in that day. I understand just a little bit of it. And the truth of it is, you do too. You do too. You got something, my friend, that's just hounding you. Now, you say, preacher, I wished I could just get rid of this creature. Well, you will. You will. One day, you know what you're going to get rid of? You say, preacher, you done told me he is crucified. He's crucified in the Lord. Is he not? Our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Now, I'm not putting this out of perspective, my friend, and I don't want you to think so. You say, preacher, I understand when I lay this body down, my friend, that I've got rid of him. That ain't what he's talking about. Brethren, he ain't talking about serving sin after you die. My friend is talking about serving sin after the old man's crucified.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You ain't going to have to worry about sinning in heaven, are you? Huh? I'm badly wrong, my friend, if I've got this wrong, but I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, here's where we have to worry. Here, my friends, where we have to live like a new creature. And brethren, they can't do it without a creature being lived or freed. Without a creature being set forth, set free. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Do you hear that? You hear that? There's things, my friend, that get said sometimes. The old folks had sayings. Some of them, somebody mentioned some of them Wednesday night, I believe it was. But the old folks had some sayings. We was talking the other day, and I'll tell you how it works, and I'm just going to be as plain as I know how to be. Have you ever heard anybody say that you might be the only Bible some people read? Well, preacher, shame. That's a shame. They ought not to read me. Well, I feel that way a lot of times, but the truth of it is, that's what they do. That's what they do. Anyway, the discussion went on, and the young lady had this to say. She said, well, so-and-so's doing it. Everybody's doing it. Everybody. Everybody. Got a deacon over yonder, his son. His son's doing it. Huh? Don't tell me the world don't know. Don't tell me the world don't know. They do know, but you know what they know? They know you. They know you. Yes, sir. Brethren, and the scripture teaches us here that old man is crucified. Brethren, you go have to bring him under subjection. If you don't, he gonna get you in trouble today. You say, preacher, I can't do it. Yes, you can. You know what Paul said? He said, I bring and keep my body under subjection. Lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Huh? I'm going to say this, brethren, because it's very true. We got a lot of castaways. Yes, sir. We got a lot of castaways. I've had church members to tell me about preachers they worked with. And I told them, I said, you cannot judge the whole basket by one or two apples. I've been around fruit long enough to know what to do, hadn't you? You get rid of that rotten, don't you? Get rid of that rotten. Listen to me. I don't understand. I don't understand. I really don't. How folks, I run across a preacher a few years ago down yonder below Atlanta. And I got to inquiring this and that and another about him. And I hooked up with him. I didn't have to worry too much about him, but I hooked up with him pretty quick. And brethren, I got to inquiring some people that knowed, that I knowed, had confidence, my friend. I said, do you know so-and-so? And they said, sure do. I said, well, what kind of man? He won't lead you wrong. He won't lead you wrong. I said, good enough. Good enough. I felt that way. But listen, I felt that way. He asked me about two or three people that live close to me. Close to me. And I'll be honest with you. I said, I see them from time to time, but I can't tell you one thing about them. I don't know where that's good or bad. He said, they don't go where you go. I said, I ain't never seen them. I ain't never seen them. That don't mean they're bad. That don't mean they're wrong. I just give him the answer. He said, well, that puzzles me. He said, I think the world of them. I said, well, you might as well get me acquainted with them. Thank God I might like them too. Glory to God. But listen, people look at people. Brother, the old man needs to be crucified. Yes, sir. That tongue's an unruly member. If you don't bridle him, and the Bible says no man bridleth the tongue. Can't tame him. Huh? We can do all we want to, and every now and again, brethren, something happens. Somebody says something or does something, and we'll real quick to answer. And you know what? It gets us in trouble. Does it not? It does. Might as well admit it. I'm not going there. Now, if we be dead with Christ, do you hear this? If we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Semicolon. Semicolon. Think about it. Now, listen, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Who do we live unto? Who, my friend? What does it really count? Who, brother, that we live unto today? We live unto God. If we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. Semicolon. Meaning the next verse goes with it. Come on, folks. I ain't preaching no dead message. I ain't got a dead God. No, sir. No, sir. I'm not living in a dead world. Are you? Oh, preacher, we're living in a bad world. Brother, it's according to how you're living. Brother, according to how you're feeling today. Oh, preacher, it ain't working that way. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Get it all? Likewise. Y'all know what that word means, don't you? Likewise, reckon. Now, I was asked one day by a smart person. They asked me a question, and I told them, I said, I reckon. And they said, reckon, spell that. And I spelled it. They didn't even believe it was a word. I said, I might not have used it right, but I said, that's why I use it sometimes. But it's in the book. I said, the book's full of it. It ain't full of it, but it's in there. Is it not? I reckon. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves. Do you understand? I'm not just trying to make a point this morning. I'm not. I catch myself a lot of times. I really do. I catch myself a lot of times. I'm not trying to make a point. I don't need to make a point. Brethren, this scripture will stand right on its own. Yes, it will. And brethren, I believe Paul knows what it was to have be an old man and to have a new creature. Yes, sir. I believe he knows what it was. Brethren, he found out. Brethren, the life he is living, thank God, wouldn't live in. He didn't start living the Jesus come in. Amen. And you didn't either. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves. Yourselves. To be dead indeed. Under sin. He ain't talking about him. He's talking about you. Talking about us. To be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God. Alive! Did you hear that? Brethren, if you're dead, the only dead thing about you ought to be sin. But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now folks, if there's a verse, my friend, out of this whole chapter that you ought to understand, you ought to understand that verse. You ought to understand that it says likewise. You ought to understand that it says ye. Yes, sir. Yourselves, thank God. That's talking to us, ain't it? That Darrell said something this morning that's how he reads the word. Brethren, that's how you ought to read the word. Brethren, this scripture is talking to us. You say, preacher, it's talking to the Romans. Thank God they is in the same shape a lot of people is today. Amen. And I'll just be plain with you. Yes, I'm talking to you and me alike. But I'm talking to us. I ain't talking to the Romans. No, sir, the Jews, the Greek, the barbarians, the heathens. Lest they looking on, and if they looking on, thank God for it. Don't you? Yes! Glory to God, this gospel, brethren, a word for all mankind. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it, in the lust thereof. Now, folks, if you want to memorize some verses, this would be a good chapter. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. I understand that, don't you? I believe that. John 3:16, I believe that. If you want the whole message, you ought to read 17 and 18. Huh? If you want the whole nutshell, my friend, 16 just began. Brother, 17. 18. I tell you exactly where you stand. Amen. Yes, it will. Go and read it. This scripture, my friend, might as well have been written to Mountain View Baptist Church this morning. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. Well, I do. Yeah, Lord works on me different. I don't know why, but He just works on me different. Sometimes He gives me things, and I tell you, I'll be honest with you. He give me three things. Three things. Since I left here Wednesday night, and all three of them, over and over and over, and that's all I can get. Now I'd get to read, and I read some other scripture. I never did read the sixth chapter of Romans. Never did. Never did even think about reading the sixth chapter of Romans. No, sir. But the three things He gives me, brethren, is right here. Glory to God! Glory to God! And brethren, it'll get all over you. Yes, it will. I wished I had the strength. But this scripture, I'm fixing to bring my remarks to a close. It says, neither. Y'all know what that word means? Neither. Neither. Not. No. Don't. Neither. I don't know the real definition of it, just to be honest with you. Neither. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Now, folks, I'm just going to be plain with you. Say, preacher, I'm saved. I don't have to worry about that. Brethren, you better get this sixth chapter down to pat. Yes, sir. You better let this chapter be the only one you know in the Bible. Glory! I mean absolutely know what it says. Because it's talking to you. As instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those, listen, if you are, as those that are alive from the dead. Amen. Folks, I'll say it again, I did not write this. I did not put it in here. I did not talk about anybody or to anybody about this. Brethren, but it's as plain. Brethren, as black and white. And it's as plain, brethren, that we ain't followed it. Oh. Oh. Preacher. Yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. Here. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Did you hear that? For sin shall not have dominion over you. Did you hear that? Why in the world is sin so sinful today? Huh? I told you I was going to hush, and I am. I want to come and get a verse of a psalm. I want you to listen. I want you to listen real close. There's a word in here. Yield. If there's any of you that's got driver's license, You're supposed to know what yield means. Not hard to figure out, is it? Yield. There's something in that word. Brethren, there's other words that make up definitions. There's a definition of this word yield. Now I want you to listen. And that word is succumb. Succumb. You won't find it in the Bible, but you'll find yield. And it's part of the definition of this word, to succumb. You know what succumb is? You know the definition of succumb? Yeah, give way. No. To die. To absolutely die. To succumb. To die. Yes, give way. But brethren, if you'll just die, you've yielded. You see what I'm saying? If you'll just die, what are you dying for? In other words, he said, we're as those that are alive from the dead, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Listen, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, ye are to whom ye obey. His servants ye are to whom ye obey. Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Yield. Yield. Succumb. Death, burial, resurrection. Brethren, our salvation's based on that. Do you know that? You couldn't be saved, my friend, if Christ hadn't have died.
Yeah.
And there's no way you'd be justified in the sight of God without His resurrection. And He had to be buried to ever raise. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Think about it. I'm not. You say, preacher, I believe you just sit around and think these things up. I told you the Lord deals with me a little bit different. You know why? Sometimes He don't want me thinking all week long on what I'm going to preach. Evidently. Because He just gave me three words. And I was well aware of the three words. And I read Scripture in the Old Testament and you alike about those three words. But I have preached to you this morning. You hear me? I have preached to you and those that are listening on. Yes, I have preached to you. Brethren, this Scripture, this sixth chapter of the book of Romans, my friend, tells us exactly who and how we should live. Does it not? Yes. And I'm going to say this again, my friend. I ain't serving no dead God. He's very much alive. And thank God I am alive with Him this morning. What about that? What about that? He didn't save us to be dead. I hope you got something out of the message today. I'd like to finish that chapter. I'm not going to be able to right now, but I'll be quite frank with you. It's a good chapter. It's a good chapter. While we stand, sing a verse of some song.